Welcome to the Kaiju Podcast. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Destroy All Monsters.
1968.
Yeah, so this is our anniversary show, so we decided to do something...
huge.
Huge. And, this movie kind of has everything that I like.
Yeah, this might be the perfect 60s sci-fi movie.
Yeah, and from what I remember... I remember like three things from this movie. One is there was a lady on the beach, and I don't know why I remember that, but it wasn't a big deal. I remember that there was a lot of stock footage, and I remember there were spaceships. And I, watching it this time, I don't know if there was that much stock footage.
Right.
And not as much as I had thought.
There was some. Yeah, but yeah, it wasn't as stocky as I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. Because I think on a previous episode, I said that picture of Manda was
on the bridge.
On the bridge was stock footage, but I think it was probably from this movie.
Yeah.
So I think this is where it originated.
It appears that, because like Manda gets used quite a bit.
Yeah.
In scenes that's like, it doesn't look like they could have just cut him into those scenes.
Yeah. Yeah, this feels like the Godzilla movie to kind of end all Godzilla movies.
Yeah, it definitely does. Now, hold on. I was just thinking. I saw mine in Japanese with subtitles.
Okay, I saw the American version, the dub version.
Yeah, mine. After I went to check, it was one of the ones that was on the Stars app.
Uh huh.
So I watched it through that.
Okay. So I don't watching it on mine. I feel like this one didn't seem meddled with that much, but I mean, I guess I'll find out.
I don't think it was. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It doesn't feel...
This one felt like a straight dub to me.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, do they call it Monster Island in your movie?
Yeah. Monsterland.
Monsterland? Okay, yeah, that's what... I don't know. I always used to refer to it as Monster Island, but I guess it... Is it always been Monsterland?
No, it's... I think in Godzilla's Revenge, they call it Monster Island.
Okay.
I think calling it Monster... I think it's referred to as Monster Island more than Monsterland.
Yeah, okay. I got that too. From the get-go, the rocket launch sequence is beautiful.
Yep. And we've talked about this on like we talked about it on a Varian recently. We talked about it in like the Frankenstein movies, that it seems like those get like more advanced model work done than Godzilla movies, and I think this movie is the exception. I think the model work in this movie is really good.
It's amazing. And there's surprises. There's stuff that gets better as the movie goes along. I think this is a top five movie.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's what's weird is like I would never think of it as one like ahead of time. I'd be like, oh yeah, Destroy All Monsters. It's the one with a bunch of stock footage and it has just a bunch of monsters and there's nothing to it. The storyline's kind of stripped down. It's not like the greatest plot, but it doesn't need to be because it's aliens trying to take over the world.
And it takes place on the moon. It takes place all over the world. There's so much going on.
And there's astronauts with guns and shootouts. It's,
it's
like they took all the best stuff and took a simple story and just put everything that we like into one thing. Like the perfect thing is like, I don't know if I like Godzilla as a bad guy more or Godzilla as a good guy more. And what's cool about this movie, it's got both.
You get both.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's
Okay. So just establishing, we're in a period of time, the UN Science Council.
What do you know what period of time it is?
Oh,
did they say the year on yours?
I didn't notice it.
Mine said 1999. The opening narration says the year is 1999, and apparently we're going to the moon all the time. Like the moon.
There's
daily trips to the moon.
Yeah, it takes no time to get there.
Yeah.
Apparently, but the whole thing about how like they're doing all kinds of science stuff to raise fish. They're working out of this collection of islands. One of the islands is where Monsterland is.
Yeah.
But it's not a problem. They have a whole security system set up in Monsterland. That each thing is catered to basically sense whatever monster is going to breach the system.
Uh-huh.
And they'll, you know, there's like some kind of gas or something that you get to see work on Mothra larva, or on Godzilla. And there's even like this sonic thing that keeps Rodan inside a certain perimeter as well.
Now,
but
yeah,
Rodan can still hunt Dolphin.
Yeah, which I thought was it was kind of messed up. But I mean, what else is Rodan gonna eat?
He's gotta eat something, and can't have her eat people. And there's no, I guess there's no praying mantis things around.
Yeah, maybe if it was giant sharks, I feel less weird about it.
Well, also from the very beginning, they talked about how one of the things they're doing is like they're raising fish, and they're showing dolphins on the screen.
Yeah,
that's being too much of a bit of a stickler, but yeah. So Rodan hunts dolphin by basically crashing into him from the sky. And then the next thing you know, they're in his mouth. There's a great shot of like when the security system stops Godzilla. He's kind of indignant about it. He's kind of like, he's like, yeah, you jerks.
Okay, so like, of course we've seen Jurassic Park and all the Jurassic Park movies.
Yes.
And I'm sure none of us would want to work there because the security systems aren't that great.
Right.
Would you work at Monsterland?
Well,
I mean, I know how you don't like containing animals.
The base is like one island away from Monsterland, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you're not really working on Monsterland itself.
Yeah, but I mean, you're pretty close. I'm sure you can see.
Would I work in that underground base?
Yeah. Or just around there. I mean, I'm sure there's. I'd like maintenance guys.
That'd be great.
I feel like the security system seemed pretty great. I feel the only flaw in the security system was that it got taken over by aliens.
Right. I think like to be able to kind of like study and research these monsters, it's a pretty good place to work.
Yeah.
If that was your job,
I would just try to herd the dolphins away. Just bring in sharks instead.
One of the things I liked that's a very like 1960s kind of thing was when the phone call comes in from the moon and they treat it like any other kind of long distance call back in the day. Uh-huh. And they're like, you know, off planet call. And like, this call costs a fortune.
Yeah.
There's also a great bit where I discovered that the word power station is power station in Japanese.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yeah, when the power station was having when they had the little emergency problem,
yeah,
and they're like power station, da 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 da, power station. Yeah, it was like this is right before they get gassed.
Yeah, so they get taken over. This whole alien plot I really really liked. It kind of reminded me of Gamera versus Zegra.
Yes,
with the main alien lady being actual an Earthling that has just been mind controlled.
Oh yeah.
So they're doing that to these, you know, these people who work on Monsterland, and they let the monsters go, and the aliens are able to control the monsters as well. So this is kind of cool. And so the aliens go and send all the monsters out to attack like major cities around the globe, which is where you get the bad guy scenario for a lot of these monsters.
Yeah. Well, okay. It felt like it jumped to, you just kind of like knew, they kind of made something up real quickly. Like you realize that, oh, there's something up. Like they knew that there was something weird going on.
Yeah.
Really quickly after they came back and they're like, you're trying to figure out like why are these people acting weird and all that business? Like what, when they went back to the base and there was like only two people there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and they're like, what's going on? And it seemed like they knew what was going on way before we did.
Yeah, they are scientists.
And there's also when they would go to when they had like the big meeting, where they're like, what's going on now? Sometimes I get a little confused as to what's happening on Moonbase.
Uh-huh.
Moonbase is where they got gassed.
They got gassed on Moonbase. I thought they got gassed on Monsterland. I don't. It's been a couple of days.
There's two things going on at the same time.
Yeah.
They got gassed on Monsterland. They came back down from the moon base. And they're like, what's going on down here?
Yeah.
Something's up, right?
Yeah.
That's what happened.
Yeah.
There's a shot, though, that one old white guy, and I'm not sure what he does. They call him a doctor. He looks like he just came back. He came from the opera.
Yeah. So you didn't get the American version of this. If you get a chance, I think I sent you the American version, you know, years ago. Yeah. That dude's voice dubbed is hilarious.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to do an impression of it. But I'll try. It's like, it's an old man like this. Like, it's yeah.
That's what he looks like.
Yeah. But they make him sound like that, and it's hilarious. He seems like one of the bankers from Mary Poppins.
Yeah. Yeah, I was trying to figure out, I was trying to see if I could read his lips to see if he was speaking in English or if he, like, was speaking in Japanese.
His voice is so dubbed in the American version that I assumed he was speaking Japanese.
Yeah, but I don't know if his lips fully match. I think it's possible that his Japanese may have also been dubbed.
Like, so he got dubbed in Japanese for the original version, and then when the Americans got it, they didn't have access to the original audio, so they just dubbed him.
Oh, you know, he kind of sounds like Harry Belafonte's voice.
I don't know what that sounds like, but it makes me laugh.
It's a little bit breathy. But yeah, what's with the tuxedo?
I don't know.
I was like, I was at the opera.
He might have been. These things don't happen, you know, on, you know, people get interrupted by monster attacks.
He's kind of like, even like a little bit of a
Hanna-Barbera cartoon. Or like a
like a British accent, like,
yeah, yeah. He looks and sounds like a Scooby-Doo villain.
So there's a whole thing about the monsters are attacking all over the world.
Yeah, and so Rodan is in Moscow, which I think we had discussed this in our Rodan episode, that he was referred to like as the Red Monster. Didn't we come up with a theory that, you know, in the Godzilla was caused because of American atomic testing? And that Rodan was caused from Russian atomic testing?
In this movie?
In Rodan. I think that's what we were talking about, how Rodan was red.
I remember that was something that, yeah.
Yeah, so I think it's interesting that Rodan's attacking Moscow. Gorosaurus is in Paris, and then Godzilla is in New York.
Yes.
Which is pretty cool. You don't get to see a lot of the rubber suit guys in America.
How much Gorosaurus exposure have we had? We haven't seen. Have we seen the movie where he's the guy to fight?
I don't
we've seen him, but I don't know if we've seen him where he's like the.
He's been in the Godzilla's Revenge, which I'm assuming was stock footage.
But that was yet.
And I don't know if he was in the Sea Monster. Maybe he's in Godzilla versus Ebera, the sea monster. I'd have to look.
There was something where like he was dead, and there's a movie where he was dead too. where it was like, oh, that's the body of Gorosaurus. Huh. Forgot what monster had killed him. But that was like one of the later ones, like Millennia era.
Oh, he's in King Kong Escapes. That was his first appearance. That's the one with Mechanicon.
Okay. Yeah.
And his last appearance was this in Destroy All Monsters.
That's it, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Wait.
So we basically saw.
Yeah. So he was in Godzilla versus Gigan. He was in All Monsters Attack, which is Godzilla's Revenge, and those were both stock footage cameos.
Oh, Gorosaurus! King Kong fought Gorosaurus, not Godzilla.
Yeah. So this is it. We've seen all of Gorosaurus now.
Okay. Yeah.
This is his final. Is his final movie? And the King Kong Escapes was the year before. Which means the suit must have been lying around. So this came out a year after King Kong Escapes. So they just happened to, I think they just had any costume.
Yeah, we got them. Yeah. We got it says all monsters.
Yeah.
Get all the monsters over here.
Yeah.
Get them out of storage for sure. I didn't know he could dig.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
He got to Paris underground.
Yeah, because when I saw the Arc de Triomphe starting to crumble, I assumed it was Baragon, but it was Gorosaurus.
Right. I liked how they're like, they make a prediction that, listen, we don't know very much, but we predict that the monster's going to keep attacking. And it's like, duh. You mean based on the fact that they're currently attacking?
Yeah, why would they stop?
They're monsters.
Yeah, rarely do you see a monster just stop and go somewhere else.
Yeah, they're monsters. They are currently attacking, and we have no way to stop them. So, based on these facts, I believe they're going to keep attacking. Moonlight SY3.
What's Moonlight SY3?
Well, SY3 is the ship. Is the
That thing's cool. I love that thing.
The way when they make the turn.
I like, yeah, later on when they fight the fire monster, or what they think is a fire monster, and is doing like the corkscrews and stuff.
Yeah.
Like it seemed pretty agile for something that looked like just a regular rocket.
Oh, the name of the ship is Moonlight. It's Moonlight SY3 is the name of the ship.
Okay.
And it had, I like how it had those other little like thrusters in the middle that would help it like turn.
Yeah.
They get in trouble. For chasing a new UFO.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they weren't supposed to. What do you think of the astronaut outfits?
They're great.
Yeah, the helmets are kind of.
They're little. The little helmets.
Yeah, the helmets are kind of boring.
Yeah.
But the yellow.
They're Earth astronauts.
Yeah, they're cool.
Lots of yellow jumpsuits. The whole thing. Yeah.
The aliens are kind of boring.
Yeah. I mean. So the idea of them proving. When
it seems like all these movies,
that the monsters are in their control doesn't really prove anything. They're like, look, see what he's doing.
Like they
told him to do that.
Yeah, the Mothra is gonna see. There's the Mothra, and he's going towards the train.
Yeah,
it's like they took credit for it.
When Bart Simpson is trying to train Santa's little helper, and he's like, sit, stay, go over there. Sniff that dog's butt.
what do they call the aliens in your version?
Kilax.
Yeah, Kilax is how they say it in the.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And they're from one of the many planets between Mars and Jupiter.
Right.
Yeah. All of those planets.
An asteroid. Actually, they're from an asteroid between Mars and Jupiter and mine.
Oh. Okay. That makes sense.
Oh, when they first reveal the alien and they do this like zoom in on her face. Because of the guy, it's like, oh, she's beautiful. It's like that's kind of supposed to have like that reaction.
Yeah,
it seems like Okada runs and tries to grab her boobs, but she's got a force field around her. I mean, why is he grabbing? He's like, he's going straight for the chest. He's like, ah, oh,
yeah,
oh. It's like, well, you know, 1968, they thought you could just do that.
Yep,
they didn't have force fields, and they can't. I like when they're trying to shoot her. It's like, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Yeah, pretty cold-blooded. They just started unloading.
And then there's a really crazy fight.
The shootout?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where they're even like the door's coming down and he's just kind of shooting under the door.
It was a really good shootout. We've seen a couple shootouts like in the 70s ones and stuff. They weren't as cool as this one.
This one was great. And the gun was great looking.
Yeah.
It was basically like a space gun painted silver. It was really like, it looked spacey.
Yeah.
Futuristic. It was cool. And then there's a big shoot on the control. Oh, the guy who brings the gas masks, and they put gas masks on, and they just kind of like stick to their faces.
Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah, this is. I'm gonna have to open up our. Because the more I think about it, I'm gonna need to see where I want to put this movie because I think it's going in there. I really think it's going in our top five.
Yeah, we'll have to discuss that later.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I've looked.
And so then they catch that guy. Basically, they get that guy.
Yeah.
And he's the most surprising thing in the whole movie for me.
Yeah.
They get distracted. They look away. I forget what they're doing. The guy goes over, opens a window, and jumps out.
Yeah.
Cut to dummy falling onto the beach. It is so good. And by the way, they run out to the beach and got there super fast.
Because
it looked like he fell pretty far down. Mm-hmm. But somehow they were able to run down there, including the one guy who's kind of old with the mustache, to get there super fast. Because like I go, how'd they get there so fast when they were looking at his body?
That was awesome. And they do an autopsy on him, and it just made me think of the autopsy from Terror of Mechagodzilla with the lady's boobs.
Oh, boy.
And then this one, they had the dude, but they had his chest covered up. But whatever they were doing to it kind of made it slip down a little bit.
Yeah.
It made me laugh.
They pull this thing out of his from behind his ear and they're like, was he hard of hearing?
Oh yeah, they cut that thing out.
And I was like, Oh, so this guy doesn't recognize what hearing aids look like. He goes, was he hard of hearing? I'm like, no. I'm like, huh. Well,
that was kind of gross when
there's this. They're like, this is like no metal I've ever seen before, but I know there's a radio thing in it that's broadcasting or something. So, yeah. So then this is how we find out that they're controlling people with these implants behind their ears.
Yeah.
But then they're looking for people who have implants.
Yeah.
In different places. And the woman, who we also know is on the bad guy's side or something, uh-huh. She's working for the aliens. And she goes past the guys who are checking all the women's ears. She gets past them. And I was like, wait, is she an alien in disguise? Is she an alien in disguised as a human so she doesn't need the implants? But then you find out, oh, they can also do it with earrings.
Yeah.
So it's somehow she got earrings put on her. And she didn't think anything weird about, oh, what's with these earrings? Or,
well, I guess once she puts them on, it doesn't matter anymore.
Too late. It's too late at that point. But, yeah, or but, it's like, it's something like, hey, look at these nice earrings. Oh, I'll try them on. Ha-ha, we got you.
This is the grossest part to me.
The ear thing?
Yeah. When he rips her earrings off.
Oh, yeah.
He charges her, and he's wrestling her, and he rips both earrings out of her ears, and there's, like, blood coming out. And he's got, like, blood all over his hands. Oh, it's awful.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's... Yeah. Okay. There is an amazing establishing shot of a model city.
Tiny cars.
Tiny trains.
Is there a helicopter? No, there's no helicopters. There might be.
It's like, it's so great. It's so beautiful. It's like they know exactly what we like. It's like, we're going to show you how it is when it's pristine.
Yeah.
And just you wait, because it's going to get destroyed. I love that so much.
Yeah, they're not trying to pass it off as, well, I mean, they are trying to pass it off as a real city. But it's so detailed. They're just like, yeah, they're taking the time to show us the work that they put into this.
And like the train's moving, it's so good.
Oh my god! Later on, when the train with the Mothra larva coming through the tunnel or the train station,
yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was kind of bummed that Mothra never became a butterfly.
That's my main issue with this movie.
And they're like, you just keep calling her Mothra, but she's just a slug in this movie.
Yeah.
I wrote, yay, Manda! The reason you see Manda going around that bridge thing or the high-rise, the train track, the elevated train track, I guess is what it is, and doing like the wraparound and crushing it, the reason you see that all the time is because that's kind of his only good move. Yeah. The rest of the time you see him, he's moving like an inchworm.
Yeah.
That's the problem when you don't have an actor and you got to do it only with puppets. You have how do we make this? This is basically just a snake. I mean, he's got some feet, but he's like a snake.
What I like about that shot, because we've seen that shot before in other stuff, but what you don't see in that shot is Godzilla in the background at the same time, like,
yeah,
blowing up buildings.
Yeah.
It's such a great shot.
Yeah. Yeah. But then there's other scenes with the same kind of thing where you see, like,
it's just
him in one spot, Godzilla's in another corner, and there's, like, someone else, maybe Rodan is doing something in another corner, and he's just kind of like inching along like a caterpillar.
Yeah, he's not.
It's like, boy.
He just needs to wrap around things. He needs to wrap around like skyscrapers and just pull them down, or get in between like a building that's being constructed, like a high rise, and just get all up in there.
Yeah,
and
they're like, wait, how come they're all attacking us? Because like now they're all converging on Tokyo.
Yeah.
And like, Godzilla's here. Oh, damn. Oh, Rodan's here. What? Oh, Amanda's here. It's like, what? Three of them are attacking us? And they're like, hang on. Mothra just got here, too.
Mothra took the train. Because remember, we saw Mothra take out that one train. It must have taken the tracks all the way back because it came through that station. Smart. Oh, this movie's so good.
Okay. Now, there is some stock footage of the little Jeep models coming to fight.
Yeah.
That shot from like a helicopter point of view ish kind of thing.
Oh, where like the camera is right behind it?
Over the helicopter down the thing. It's so good. worth using again. Yeah. So I don't have a complaint about it.
Yeah.
And then my next note is about Godzilla versus the tanks. Fantastic.
Yep.
Stomping.
Kicking.
It's so good.
Yeah.
And then Angus shows up and he gets into it too. Lots of tank crushing. Yeah. All the amazing little tank-like remote control things. And they're all shooting, like they all shoot their missiles at the same time. And then they're all like, all the little things getting shot and all the smoke. Really great battle sequence.
Yeah. I think everything, it's funny. This movie definitely feels like this is it. We're going to do it. We're going to make the Godzilla movie to end all Godzilla movies. But then after this, they kind of made some stinkers. But it's, God, it's so good.
Okay, so then we have, like, our hero and his, when they're hiding out from Godzilla. And then they get this really strong breeze coming from a cave, which comes out of nowhere. And that's where they go and they find, basically, the Kilok's base.
Yeah. And they've got, is that the cave with the little worms? Or is that later? That's later with the moon buggy.
That is later.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is when they
find the ladies.
Yeah.
And they're kind of, their costumes are kind of boring. They look sort of like sparkly chainmail or something. They look like the knight at the end of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Yeah, they do. They do. They do.
Sparkly.
Yeah. He chose poorly. Yeah. Yeah. And they're just kind of there to explain, listen, we live here too now. We're also on Earth. And you guys better just get in line. Yeah. And they kind of like just kind of get them to just want to like kind of deliver the information and then let them go again.
Yeah.
Okay. So then they have to go back up to the moon.
Yes. And they try to land inside like this crater, right?
I was like, why did they go back to the moon? And I was like, oh yeah, because that is where the signal is coming from.
Yeah, because they have, yeah, you learn that there's like these giant, the things that they put behind people's ears and in the earrings and stuff. They have like giant versions on Earth, all around the Earth.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like hidden in coconut.
Yeah, that's right.
It's the guy who found that rock that
in the river.
A little clink when he put it away, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, yeah." So it's like that's basically like big versions of the thing behind the ears.
So it's impossible to find those. So they go and they're gonna go to the moon base where all this stuff is being transmitted from.
Yeah, and well, the whole bit was also that they did a whole thing to. All those different like monsters attacking all over the world was to distract the people of Tokyo or the people of Japan to be concentrating all these other places. So when no one was looking, the Kalix could like hide their base.
Yeah. But they land on the moon and then they end up in this crater with a bunch of fire. And so
they land in the Kalix incinerator. Well, first the guy says, the guy at Moonbase is like, hey, listen, don't land and don't take off your spacesuits. You go deal with the Kalax and then come back. So then they land and like they're trying to do all this stuff and they're trying to incinerate them in that tube. So they decide, since they can't really do anything in the ship, to try to get inside the base using... the rover.
Yep. The little moon
buggy.
My
favorite thing.
With all the little guys jammed in there.
It comes out with little guys in it. I wrote the rover! ! With guys in it! !
Is there a toy? I feel like it's too specific to be a toy. That's what I think we need more of. Like toy-wise. We have plenty of toys and monsters and stuff. But like we need more Mazer tanks. Stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm going to look it up.
There may have been.
Like way back then. Oh, look at this. I'm gonna send you something very specific to this movie. It's like one of those mini statues of like scenes. Godzilla taking out the Kilok.
Oh. Base. That's great.
At some point they call, I wanna say they call Kamunga. Is that, wait, am I saying that right? Kamunga's the spider.
Spider?
Right? Yeah, they call him Spiga in the American version.
They did?
Yeah. At least that's what I heard. I could be wrong. Spiga.
S-P... What did you do with a Y?
That's what I would try. Oh, it's in the English language version, the name Spiga. S-P-I-G-A. So yeah, it was called Spiga. I thought I heard that. Because I always get Kamanga and Kamakris.
Kamakris.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one's named what?
Okay, so they get into the rover, and the rover's got a Mazer cannon or drill in it, and they just kind of just shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot and shoot until it finally prevails, and it ends up collapsing the whole base.
Yeah.
It turns out that you find out that the Kalax, need come from somewhere very warm, apparently, uh-huh. and need super high temperatures. And when the temperatures go down, they kind of turn into these rocky slugs.
Yeah.
And crawl into these rocks. And that's kind of like...
They're like snails, almost.
Yeah. There's a part on the moon base. They're looking to like do some things or something. And the guy's like, hey, listen, if they don't make it out of there, they're coming after us next. Mm-hmm. So just relax and have some coffee. Did you guys say that?
I don't remember that.
When they destroyed it and they were like looking, there's a part where they're looking at the collapsed base, like through like this little like opening, mm-hmm. and the lights went out and it kind of almost looked like it went from color to black and white. Did you see that?
I didn't notice that either.
Yeah, it was just done with lighting, but it almost looked like that it was like color when it had all like the different little bits, but then once the lights get put out, it almost looked like it went into grayscale mode.
Huh. So the monsters are all hanging out by the base and we get a familiar shape flying through the sky, and it's King Ghidorah, who is now the villain of the movie,
right,
as far as the monsters go, because the monsters are no longer under the control of the aliens, so they're all just kind of hanging out, and then they decide to all take on King Ghidorah, which is awesome.
It is a battle royale.
It's like it reminded me of the scene in Infinity War, the fight with like Thanos, and it was like Doctor Strange and Spider-Man, Iron Man, and the Guardians, where they're all doing their own thing. So like Kamunga I keep forgetting, and Mothra are shooting their silk stuff everywhere. Godzilla's just smashing one of the heads of King Ghidorah. They're all just like going to town on King Ghidorah. Godzilla being my favorite of the people fighting, because Godzilla was just stepping on the neck of one of the heads, and just like relentless. Who is it that
even Manila gets in the fight at the end?
Oh God!
When he goes a little poop,
and it goes around the neck,
little ring, and it goes around the neck, and that's
it, like stuns it.
Death blow on that one.
Yeah, it's like they took one of the funniest, silliest things and turned it into like a powerful weapon.
Yeah,
it like choked him out.
Angerous, Kate would bite and hold on, and he would fly up, and he's still holding on to his leg. Like Angerous got hit really bad when he came back crashing down, and that's when the ground collapsed, and then you saw the dirt kind of come off the round bulb that revealed the location of the base.
That was awesome. That.
It was fantastic. Oh, so by the way, you know how I talked about them getting coffee?
Uh-huh.
So in the dub, they're like, listen, if they don't do this, they're going to come after us next. And he says, so stay alert. Be prepared for anything. But in the Japanese, he goes, there's nothing we can do, basically. Let's just have some coffee.
Oh, that's funny.
Interesting.
So around the time everybody arrives, we get our first shot of Varin. I don't know if you caught it. Where Varin is just in the background, and you see him land.
Baragon too is like that too.
Yeah.
You see, Baragon. You kind of he's like behind a bush to like, yeah, he's there.
Yeah.
And like, Varin is fly mode Varin, and they just kind of like dangling him on like a string.
Yeah. So they didn't have. I don't think they had the Varin suit. And I think they only had the Varin puppet, the flying puppet, and then they only had Baragon's like top half. Maybe the bottom half it got destroyed by water or something.
Right. Or they're like, listen, we can't really show this in focus.
But we really only get three shots of Varen, and the two are at the end, and they're real quick shots. It's one of him, one close up of his face, and him landing when they're all waving goodbye to the monsters. So Varen is like not even, he's not mentioned, I don't think, in the American version.
No.
He's just kind of filling up space in the background, which is a bummer, and we definitely need to watch Daikaiju burn. So when Godzilla grabs King Ghidorah's head, and he's just like throwing it at the ground, and it's just like bouncing up, and he's like essentially like a basketball, just keeps on grabbing his head and bouncing on it. And I think Godzilla stepping on his neck would do the trick.
Yeah.
Because his neck was definitely collapsed. And it was that funny King Ghidorah with like the kind of like short and curlies around the heads, which I think is a real fun look.
He had great shots of Ghidorah's face.
Yeah.
Little close-ups of his face. And then Fire Dragon shows up, which is just an animated thing. And then And I was like, wait a minute, Fire Dragon? I don't remember Fire Dragon. And then it turns out it gets revealed that it's just
a UFO.
A UFO.
Well, there was a cool effect before King Ghidorah showed up. That was like it was a similar thing. It was animated, but it was like a lightning outline.
Yes.
I think it would have been cool if that was the Fire Dragon and they chased the rocket first, then they revealed it was King Ghidorah, and then they fought the monster.
That would be interesting.
But it seems kind of anticlimactic once you beat King Ghidorah to then have like a dogfight between the moonlight, whatever ship is. And this animated Fire Dragon, except that's when it was doing the corkscrew and it looked really cool. But yeah, the reveal that it's just one of the UFOs that we've seen is kind of anticlimactic.
Yeah, it's like, oh, they were bluffing.
Yes.
I like the control system core that's underneath three bulbs. It was kind of cool looking too. And I like how after they kind of like broke it and they took it with them too, though. It is a kind of a little silly, but kind of a fun feel good moment where they're going, we're not controlling him anymore. They're doing this on their own.
Yeah.
They seem to know who their enemies really are.
And then Godzilla, that might have been the best part for me is when Godzilla goes up to the exposed base in the side of the mountain. And it's that toy. I just sent you that toy. And he just sticks his foot right through it. Like he knows, oh, this needs to be messed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, who put a building out here? I'm going to take care of this.
It was great. It was great. Because, I liked how the thing was revealed a little while ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, what? And then he goes back to it. Also, Godzilla, before he cracks it, he heats it up first. He's got to zap it and get it real good and brittle, and then he puts his foot through it.
Yeah, man, this movie's great.
It's really great.
I loved it. It made me real happy. I don't know why I didn't gravitate towards it previously.
I'm glad we saved it for when we did. I'm glad that this became like a bonus, like something to really enjoy later.
Yeah, it wasn't just like a kind of thrown in there thing. And I'm glad there wasn't as much stock footage as I thought there was. I think maybe a lot of movies from here on out used a lot of this footage. So just seeing stuff out of order, I probably just assumed that they used stock footage for this. But yeah, it looks like they just grabbed whatever monsters they had that were still, you know, in the warehouse. And they just tossed them in here wherever they could.
So good.
I think the only shame is that we don't get a flying Mothra. Right. That's like the only thing. But yeah, I was always a fan of getting the DVDs, and on the back of like the Toho DVDs, they would have little symbols for what monsters are in the movie. And this one was awesome because it had a bunch of those symbols, the little tokens.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think Final Wars has a lot more, but that's definitely not as good of a movie as this one.
So where does this fall?
Yeah, let's see here. So let's for a quick update, and you can see this on kaijupod.com. Our current top five, number one is Rodan, two is Monster Zero, three, Frankenstein Conquers the World, four, Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, and five, The War of the Gargantuas.
Those are all very strong movies.
Yeah, I could say I can do this over War of the Gargantuas, for sure.
I agree.
I like having Mechagodzilla on here. I don't know if I would...
Oh, yeah, that's the only Mecha. Huh?
You know what? Okay. Yeah, I know where I put it.
You do?
Yeah. For me, I would put it at four and put Mechagodzilla at five. There's something about Frankenstein Conquers the World.
Okay.
That is just so good.
There's... Oh gosh. Okay, cause there's parts of this that I go, Like when I sit and I go, oh man, I can't believe Rodan is still number one. And it's good. It's very good. But I go, there's so much going on in this movie. But then I go, okay, Monster Zero, it's great, but it's just a great alien outfit in Monster Zero. And it's like, we know on outfits alone, it beats it. Okay, it doesn't beat Monster Zero. Also because, like, Monster Zero, they have to travel in those bubbles.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff going on in there.
There's a lot of
And astronaut weird... Nick and Glenn, or astronaut Glenn and...
I'm with you. Yeah. I think it goes into four.
Yeah, I think so too. And Frankenstein Conquers the World is so different and such a surprise. It's so original that has to, I can't see Destroy All Monsters beating that out. Like just the surprise of Baragon showing up in that movie. So that's
it. But you know what? If someone said, hey, what's a good kaiju movie to start with? Mm-hmm. I might tell them Destroy All Monsters.
I'd probably do Monster Zero. I mean, it's kind of what we did here, where I was like, oh, we need to watch that one.
I think if someone who's not into this movie.
But the plot of Monster Zero is so good, where the aliens are, really they're good. Here to, they're saying, we're going to take these monsters off your hand, and in exchange, we're going to give you the cure for cancer.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, now that you don't have your monsters, we're taking your water.
Yeah, there's definitely more depth.
And then the astronauts have more personality. And you get more screen time with Godzilla, with Rodan, and with King Ghidorah. In this one, you know, they're kind of equally distributed, and they're only there just to destroy.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I mean, the second one we tell him to watch is Frankenstein.
I think it's right there. Yeah. I mean, any of these movies are high recommends.
Yeah. So it's been a while.
And War of the Gargantuan is still a solid number six.
Yeah.
In the group.
War of the Gargantuas we did back in July 30th of 2018. Okay. So
way that was back. The last one to make the list.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. So I'm looking at the list and like it's the only one that's written in a different color the last on this page, which means I had to change. It's when we booted Godzilla versus Gigan from the list.
Oh,
I
have to
write this list.
So number four. Destroy All Monsters.
Congratulations. It's
a good one. Another Akira Kafube. Or not Akira Kafube. Shiro Honda. But yeah, Akira Kafube's music is great. My favorite bit is when he has the music. It's like this crazy like Planet of the Apes-y like piano music every time they turn the laser on.
Yeah.
To take out the machine.
So much like intense, so much of like this kind of suspense thing going. Like when they're trying to, they have to disconnect the maser drill from the rover and then take it in. They're like, hey, get one of those, whatever they go, high voltage wires.
Yeah.
And they're doing it. And the wires are catching on fire that's running so hot. Yeah. So they shut it down. He goes, don't shut it down.
That's like, so good.
Are you crazy? It's going to burn. I just, damn it.
Ashiro Honda's the best.
He's the best.
Is he, let's see, 1, 2, 3. He's now number 4. Did he do Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla? Double check. Once again, we're not professionals. No, it wasn't. That was Jun Fukuda.
Is he the only one?
Yeah, he did. So our top four is the Shiro Honda movies. And then Jun Fukuda did Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla, which is in our fifth spot.
He also did War of the Gargantuas.
Shiro Honda did, yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, he's so good.
Because we're keeping, because Godzilla versus Mechagodzilla is now number 5, correct?
Correct.
Yeah. So the top 4 are Ashira Honda movies. Pretty good.
I wonder if any of the Ashira Honda non-kaiju movies might be like. Like, I wonder. I'm just wondering, like, if we would like.
Well, I mean, look at Matengo. There really weren't monsters in it until, like, the very end. I mean, we did see that gross guy. With the warts all over.
Yeah.
But then the mushrooms didn't show up towards the end.
I'm looking at it.
It's still pretty entertaining. It's got that kind of look to it. That kind of like Technicolor, Toho scope. They just look different.
He did a movie called The Human Vapor. Have we talked about this already?
I think so. I think The Human Vapor might be on our list.
It might have to just to see it. He had such a strong career. Oh, he was an actor in some movies in the 80s.
Oh, really?
I bet that's just like fans are like going, hey, will you do this little bit in my movie?
You want to talk about next episode?
Amazing. So much. Yeah. So much. What? Is Gorath on our list?
Yes.
Has to be.
Yeah.
There's still like, it's funny how there's still things I go like, wait, what was this?
Yeah.
Yes. This. All right, moving on. Congratulations, Destroy All Monsters. That was an awesome, awesome movie.
Yeah.
A great anniversary.
Yes. This is what, our second year?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to more Ashura Honda as we go along. Next week, however, we are not watching an Ashura Honda movie.
No.
We're watching Gamera Super Monster. And if you're disappointed in the lack of clips in Destroy All Monsters, well,
yeah, if you wanted more stock footage in Destroy All Monsters,
go ahead and watch
just wait.
Gamera Super Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Holy shit. Yeah, that'll be next our next episode. Until then, go to kaijupod.com and you can see what our top five is, which you now know. You can also watch any of the films that are available online streaming. We have links available over there, including links to our Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah, and I always like looking at our kaiju list on the page whenever I like, oh, it's on our list, when I come across something. And it just looks, it's so great seeing the episodes next to the things where it's when I was like, oh, have we done this one? And then saying like, oh, cool, look how much we've done,
yeah,
and yet how much we have yet to do.
Yeah, this is our 52nd episode, not including I think five or six of the bonus episodes like Rampage and Colossal,
yeah,
like right. And the Meg and like those stuff. So like we've done a lot of these movies and there's still a ton left. We're getting kind of short on the Godzilla movies, so we may spread those out a little bit more, but yeah, I'm excited. I don't know about next week. I'm really, or next episode. I keep saying week. It's bi-weekly, but
next bi-week.
But yeah, next week you can check out Gamera Super Monster streaming off kaijupod.com. But until next time, I feel like I should go visit Varen on Monster Land because he seems kind of lonely.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
I just want to see if we can fit one more guy into that rover. It's so tight. And then they had to like carry back that big bulb thing with them after it. You could tell it was so small in there.
I wonder how hard it would be to actually construct a little tiny rover like that.
I don't know. You'd have to. Oh, you know what else was really cool? When I know the show's over, but when
you just don't want to talk about Super
when
Monster.
Moonlight SY3 uh-huh. is landing. It had like little like tank tread things that would come out of the bottom too.
Oh yeah.
Like that was like the little wheel system, the little feet.
Yeah.
And like the bottom would kind of like spread out a little bit too as it came down.
Moving
so
parts.
Good. So great design.
Yeah.
All right.
Stop stalling. We got to talk about this next one.
Next time. See ya.